the associate. Handle it and nothing else. The particular vertigo of being trusted with real stakes before you've earned the confidence to feel ready for them. The partner said, "Handle it," and walked off before you could ask what it meant. You nodded like you understood, closed your office door, and are now quietly Googling a phrase you should probably already know, hoping the search results load before anyone walks in. This is the fool's leap gone slightly wrong, not the fall itself, but the refusal to ask for the map before jumping, because admitting confusion felt more dangerous than guessing. Somewhere in this pattern is a late night that a 5-minute question could have prevented. The instruction was vague because the partner assumed you'd ask if you needed to. The silence you're filling with panic was never meant to be filled alone. What may cross your path? You say "got it" to an assignment you don't fully understand, then quietly panic behind a closed door. You draft a memo built entirely on a hunch and hope nobody asks how you got there. A senior associate asks, "Did the partner explain what he actually wants?" And you both realize the answer is no. You stay until midnight rewriting something a single clarifying question would have fixed by 5. Ask the obvious question before the deadline, not after the draft is due. "Handle it" was never meant to mean guess. Your mantra, asking for clarity isn't weakness. Guessing wrong at midnight is.